You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick in for John Hockenberry today, and Russia in the headlines once again. Congress is waiting for confirmation that the FBI is in fact investigating possible ties between Russia or Russian officials and Trump campaign personnel or the president himself. Meanwhile, President Trump has claimed that President Obama ordered a wiretap on Trump Tower. And today, Republican Congressman Devin Nunes, who is chairman of the House Intel Committee, says he's seen no evidence of it.
So now you have to decide, are you going to take the tweets literally? And if you are, then clearly the president was wrong. But if you're not going to take the tweets literally, and if there's a concern that the president has about other people, other surveillance activities, looking at him or his associates, either appropriately or inappropriately, we want to find that out.
Meanwhile, almost at the same time as those statements, down the street at the Justice Department, the DOJ announced it's charged four Russians in connection with major hacks on Yahoo and Google. The DOJ says those individuals are directly connected to the Russian government.
The defendants include two officers of the Russian Federal Security Service, an intelligence and law enforcement agency of the Russian Federation, and two criminal hackers with whom they conspired to accomplish these intrusions.
Let's unpack these two Russian stories developing out of Washington. Yochi Drezin is foreign editor at Vox.com. Welcome to The Takeaway, Yochi.
Thanks, Todd.
Let's start with the DOJ and with the charging of four Russians. Who are these four and what do we know?
What's really interesting here is that the federal government is often very reluctant to charge people who are part of a government. When there was the massive hack of Sony, there was a reluctance to name North Korea. There's been a reluctance in the past to name China. And what's happening here is you have the federal government saying that the Russian government works hand in hand with criminals. So the two of the four, even if they were not said to be members of the Russian government, they were sort of acting on their behalf. The other two, basically Russian spies. And to me, what was most interesting beyond the fact that we're saying Russia hacked was what the hacks specifically were targeting at. And the number itself is mind-boggling, 500 million accounts. But what was flagged by DOJ is that they were going after Russian journalists, U.S. journalists, U.S. and Russian government employees, and then private sector employees specifically for banking, transportation, and other areas that are sort of tied to the Russian natural gas industry. And so what you're seeing is a very targeted accusation that Russia had conducted a very targeted hack. And that's what jumped out at me about this whole case.
And it's a fascinating nexus. Now, officials on Capitol Hill say they've seen no connections between this news and the other investigations going on into Russian hacking and Russian connections to the campaign. But what does it mean to charge these four Russians? Is there any chance they face American justice, or is this a symbolic shot at Moscow?
I think it's a symbolic shot. Last year, the U.S. indicted four members of the Chinese military for hacking. There's no way that these Russian officials will come to the U.S. in a way that we could then arrest them and put them on trial. It is a symbolic shot, but Todd, your point is exactly right. This is a reminder that for people out there who may still have, after everything, still have skepticism about just how aggressively Russia hacks in a variety of ways, this is another reminder that they do it not just potentially to influence the election, but for business purposes, for spying on journalist purposes, that this is one of the most aggressive countries in the world when it comes to the use of hacking as a weapon.
All right. Well, that aggression is also a major subject of interest in three investigative committees on Capitol Hill, of course, investigating possible connections between Trump officials, both in the administration and or the campaign, and Russian efforts to disrupt the election. Those investigations continue on Capitol Hill today. And today, Devin Nunes, the chairman of the House Intel Committee, Yochi, said that he's seen no evidence at all to back up President Trump's claim that he was wiretapped, but that he might share a concern that was sort of spun by Sean Spicer earlier this week, that tapping doesn't necessarily mean wiretapping, that it's possible that Trump officials or even President Trump himself could have been caught up in some foreign surveillance, that a foreign person talking to an American. What do we know about where this might be headed?
So there are basically two options here that Trump faces, and both of them are kind of equally awful. What's happening today, and it's worth, as you flagged correctly, you know, Devin Nunes, you also had Jeff Sessions say that he had not flagged any evidence of this to Donald Trump. So what you have on the one hand is there are no Republicans of any stature, even in the White House, where they're trying to twist themselves in a pretzel over this, but really nobody coming forward to say there is any evidence at all to back up Trump's claim. You have it being said that, not to take it literally, you had Sean Spicer use air quotes, which gets kind of comical. But so for Donald Trump, option one is there's no evidence. Option two is there was an investigation, and that investigation was signed off by a federal judge. The rules are fairly strict. And the investigation was approved because there are reasons to suspect that the Trump campaign in some way was in communication with the Russian government. There is no reason to suspect, at least so far, that there was evidence that they were colluding, that they were working together. But if phones at Trump Tower were tapped, that would have been by federal order. It would have been approved by a federal court and would have been because there was evidence of Trump communication with the Russian government. So basically, either he is being said to have fabricated this unbelievably incendiary and baseless and kind of awful claim about his predecessor, or there are members of his own cabinet or his own campaign staff who are under criminal investigation for having improper ties to Russia.
Now, at the same time, lawmakers are growing increasingly frustrated, and publicly so, with the FBI and with James Comey. They want to know if there is actually any active criminal investigation at the FBI looking at Trump officials and contacts with Russians. Comey is going to testify next week in the House Intel Committee in public. That's on March 20th. Before we let you go here, Yochi, what do they need to hear from him?
They need to hear the yes or no. They need to hear, yes, there is an investigation. No, there isn't. They need to hear, yes, there was a wiretap. No, there wasn't.
And they're really breathing down the FBI's neck. There's an FBI briefing scheduled today for members of the Senate Judiciary Committee as lawmaker after lawmaker yell at reporters saying they want answers from the FBI. It's all part of this growing nexus of investigations into contacts and hacking between Americans and Russians. Yochi Driesen, foreign editor for Vox, thanks for helping us out.
My pleasure, Todd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.